let's talk about your approach to actually building the content. So you found the match.
Sure.
How do you build that content? And again, you keep using the word authentic, which is great. Because it's my biggest curiosity is how you do that.
There's a lot of process that's required to be able to make real-time content work. And it's kind of funny because you think it's real-time. I mean, it just seems like it happens and it's very reactive, right?
Right.
It's not really. I mean, the way we go about it and what we kind of see is one of the huge differentiators in our newsroom model is that we have a very robust methodology for understanding culture. So we identify culture, we map it, and we may go in and look at a particular audience, I'll use millennials again, and hone in on what makes millennials tick. What have they shared the most? What are they engaged with? What channels they use? What language they use? And from that, it allows us to pre-build content. And we base it on this 70-30 rule. Like 70% of the content is built out. So imagine it's an infographic or it's a video, and that's held in what we call reserve. And then we see a burst happen. So something happens in culture, and we say, this is an opportunity to use this content that we've created,
okay.
And we tweak it, and we make a small tweak. As opposed to building it in real time,
right.
we're making a small tweak to it, and that small tweak makes it relevant to whatever's bursting. And that allows you to still be of the moment, but not be reactionary, you know, because you're actually still tapping into the cultural zeitgeist, but you're using a methodology to get through the bureaucracy of the layers within a brand, legal, all those type of things.
What is the medium for you?
It varies. I mean, I think there are times where we do things that are directly as brand. There are times when we test things that are trying different ways of seeing if it connects, because the thing about real-time marketing and using a newsroom is that you have the opportunity to optimize. So you can go out with different little pieces. You know, sometimes we use paid media, sometimes we use the brand's own channels, sometimes we use other channels that are not owned by the brand, therefore you don't have to be as direct, right? And
okay.
So all of those are part of the toolkit.
Engagement is finding the voices that are already trusted, and you engage and farm for these other people to kind of get on board and say, you know, we've noticed that you've got a connection with our target. How can we work together? Is that part of?
Absolutely. So when you think about like influencers and how you tap into to influencers, we use them in a wide range of ways. So we think about influencers on the front end because people, I just go back to 3D printing.
Okay.
If we were going looking at 3D printing and we identified all the people that were having conversations around 3D printing, that these are the individuals who are creating the greatest influence in a particular topic. They also become individuals that we'd want to watch to help us get our hands around the language, the predictors, so forth and so on. Once we actually have built content and we're distributing it, we want to collaborate with those individuals to be part of that distribution process. So it could be seeding content with them, it could be watching what they're doing and getting them engaged in a conversation, all of those things. And that allows for them to pick up what we're doing and they share it in their own voice, which is very authentic to the conversation.
Right.
Which is what brands have to do to be in the middle of it. You know, if you really want to operate a newsroom, build content in real time, you have to find a way to authentically connect with the people who are having those conversations. Otherwise, it's one way, right?
Right, which is not the model.
Yeah.